This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, July 31st. God's word to you today is, In Comes David. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Samuel 18, verse 3, from the King James Version, and it says, Then Jonathan and David made a covenant because he loved him as his own soul. Jonathan said to his armor bearer, Let's go across to the outpost of those pagans. Perhaps the Lord will help us, for nothing can hinder the Lord. He can win a battle, whether he has many warriors or only a few. This is 1 Samuel 14, verse 6, paraphrased. Jonathan did not wait until he had an entire army to back him up. It was just him and his armor bearer. And Jonathan moved with the understanding that God does not win by great armies alone. God can win by two people. Sometimes, heaven is waiting for someone to make a move, but people are holding back because they are waiting till they have 10 million naira and an entire army to back them up. Meanwhile, God can win with 100,000 naira in their hands. Say amen. Meanwhile, God can win with the 100,000 naira in their hands. Say amen. Amen. You are saying, if I only had 100,000 naira, yet God can win with 10,000 naira that is in your hands. For nothing can hinder the Lord. He can win a battle, whether he has many warriors or only a few. Jonathan realized that if he moves in the direction of God, and heaven moves in his direction, it does not matter if he's alone, two, a thousand, or a million. Victory is certain. Let us stop waiting for things to happen and make things happen instead. Stop waiting. Make things happen in your career, in your business, even in your relationship with your spouse. Make things happen. It is clear from scriptures that Jonathan was up and doing, a man of vision fired up for God's kingdom, a man of great faith and courage, so fired up for God's house that he is willing to risk his life. Jonathan was born in a privileged setting, yet although his father was king, he had everything he needed. He did not relax. He applied himself to leadership and earned the respect of the armies of Israel. Please read 1 Samuel 18 verses 1 to 3. It is the story of the first encounter between Jonathan and David. Jonathan saw in David someone that takes initiative, someone that will not wait, but will confront Goliath. In fact, their meeting happened immediately after David confronted Goliath. Jonathan saw a like-minded person in David, and his soul was knit with David's soul. Jonathan saw in David someone that would jump up and fall on the Philistines with him, someone that understood that nothing can hinder the Lord. He can win a battle, whether he has many warriors or only a few. Someone that will act on every opportunity to win souls for Jesus. Here's a thought for today. What will people see when they encounter you? Let us pray. Father, according to your word, let my weakest be as David and my camp as the Lord's own. In Jesus' name, amen. This prayer is based on Zechariah 12, verse 8.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.